Do angels worship angels? God at many times and many ways spoke in time past to Israel's forefathers by the Old Testament prophets, Hebrews 1:1. In these last days, God has spoken to us by the prophet, Deuteronomy 18:15, 18-19, Acts 3:22-23, the only begotten Son of the Father, John 3:16. He is the brightness of God's glory, the radiance of His glory, and the exact representation of His nature, Hebrews 1:3, New American Standard Bible. Jesus is superior to the angels, Hebrews 1:4, as the context of Hebrews chapter 1 suggests. The question is asked, did God ever say to any angel, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? The answer, no. Or did God ever say to any angel, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? Answer, no. Then who is this Jesus, if he is not Michael or one of the other angels? Does God command angels to worship other angels? If not, then consider, God did command all the angels to worship Jesus. And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him," Hebrews 1:6, NIV. Did God ever say to any angel, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet," Hebrews 1:13, NIV. God never made a statement like this to any angel. Who is this Jesus? Well, God the Father called him this. But to the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom," Hebrews 1:8, New King James Version. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, "God was manifest in the flesh," 1 Timothy 3:16, King James Version. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "And they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is, "God with us," Matthew 1:23. How can all men honor Jesus the same way they honor the Father if Jesus is an angel? The point is, they can't, John 5:23. The Apostle John was told not to worship angels, but to worship God, Revelation 19:10. The preaching of the early church was the preaching of Jesus. Throughout the book of Acts, Jesus' name was alluded to or used around 68 times. It is the major theme of the early New Testament church. Acts 4:12 tells us, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:12, King James Version. Philippians 2:9-10 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." Philippians 2:9-10. In his name demons are expelled. Mark 16:17, Acts 16:16-18. At his name every knee shall bow. Philippians 2:10. At his name every tongue shall confess his lordship. Philippians 2:11. He is master. He is deity. His kingship. He is the Savior Messiah, to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2:11. Who is this Jesus that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth? Philippians 2:10, New American Standard Bible. Why do people blaspheme his name, take it in vain, use it as a curse word? I don't see them using any other religious leader's name that way. Maybe this will give you an answer. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Revelation 12:9. Whose side are you on? Whose rule are you under?